Welcome to The Bible Tells Me So, a program sponsored by Starting with Jesus. I'm Miss Katie, your host today. We have Micah to read our questions. Pastor Jonathan is with us to help us find the answer in our Bibles. And Aiden will read the Bible verse for us. Do you have your Bibles ready? If you don't, you might want to go and get them so that we can find and read the answers together. Let's go ahead and get started. Our first question is from Clarice. Clarice is 5 years old and she sent in a question. Micah, what question does Clarice want to know about?
What will it be like in heaven?
Do you have your Bibles? Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10.
All right, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. 1 Corinthians is in the New Testament. It's right after Acts and Romans, and then you have 1 Corinthians, and then chapter 2. Those are the big numbers, verses 9 and 10. Aiden, what does that say?
But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man, these things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God.
So no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined what God has prepared for those who love him. But these things God has revealed to us through the Spirit. So when Jesus left this earth to go to heaven, he said, I go to prepare a place for you. And then later, Jesus revealed to John what heaven and the new earth would be like. You can read about it in Revelation chapter 21 and 22. But I'll highlight just a few things to answer your question. The city that we will get to live in will be beautiful, made from precious stones and transparent gold. That means gold that you can see through. God will have his throne inside the city, and a river will flow out from underneath the throne. On either side of the river, there will be a street of transparent gold, and somewhere along this street, with a river running through it, will be the tree of life. It will have 12 kinds of fruit and lots of leaves that will help the people of different countries to be healed. There won't be any night there, and the city won't need the sun or lamps of any kind, because God will shine the light of his glory on everything. It will be a clean city, a peaceful city, a place where we will never have to be afraid or suffer pain or death again. Outside the city, we will get to build houses and plant gardens and play with animals. Doesn't that sound like fun?
It does.
We will get to be with our friends and family who love Jesus like we do, and with Jesus, who died for us because he loves us so much. And, of course, our Heavenly Father, who loved us enough to give his only Son so we could be saved. You don't want to miss out on heaven.
Wow. Well, you know, something that's really neat is I am recording currently for the end of the year. We're going through the Bible, and the end of the year, we're going to be talking about heaven. So like a lot of what you just shared is stuff that we're going to be covering in greater depth because the Bible tells us a lot about what we can expect to find in heaven. Now, it doesn't give us all the details, but it's going to be pretty spectacular and pretty amazing. I'm really looking forward to it. So Clarice, thank you so much for that question. And we hope that this helped to answer it. And if you want more details, just stay with us at the end of the year in December. We're going to be talking about heaven and going into more detail. So you'll not want to miss that. We're so glad that you joined us today. If you want to find more programs and activities, go to our website, startingwithjesus.com. And don't forget to start each and every day with Jesus.